Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
And today is the special voting for the Eastern and Western regions, which was scheduled as a result of a ballot leakage. Let's start off from the Eastern region. You're hearing sounds of new jobbing. South NDC organizer Ahmed Tijani Mikanua, the Koforidua Police Headquarters voting center in the Eastern region, resisting attempts by a police officer to move him from the voting perimeter. Tijani insisted he would not leave the perimeter unless an NPP official who was also present in the restricted area was equally removed. The standoff created a scene, drawing the attention of onlookers and security personnel. Aman Kofisian was there, witnessed it all, and joins us via Zoom with all the details. So how was this particular incident resolved, Kofi?
Okay, so it took the intervention of the Electoral Commission officers and the police officers around to, you know, speak to this, the parties involved. So Mekano Tijani was spoken to, and he understood the situation. So he had to leave the place for. And since he left, CAM has returned to the place.
EC has given us a parameter in which we should distance ourselves from the voters. But the NDP are campaigning with the voters in the queue. So I also decided to campaign with my team in the process, whereby I reported to the EC. EC said it's not allowed. Now, if it's not allowed, they should drive all those people back, so that we'll have the chance, the voters will have the chance to what? To cast their vote. Already, we all know, since morning when the vote started, it was peaceful. But until the MPP started paying money in the queue with the people, that is how come we also started going through the line.
Well, Kofi, you got to interact also with the presiding officer, Darlington Annan. What did he tell you?
Well, when I contacted him, he said that he believes that the party members around the polling station misinformed or misled Mr. Tijani to believe that the NPP had extra, or the number of agents that were present for the NPP exceeded the required number.
He was moving around, and he was consulted that he should move from the line, okay, because as if it was causing nuisance to the voters. So he was advised to leave the queue, okay, just not to loiter around, okay. But as he was going, the other part, the opponent thought he was maybe interfering with the voters. Yes, so he wanted to know what was happening. And during the course of that, the whole thing as if escalated into a debate among them. Okay, so we have to come in and then everything was resolved.
Well, so that's the situation in the Eastern region part where my colleague Kofi Sian has been reporting from. As we speak, calm has been restored and voting is underway. Let me take you to the Western region now. We're told it's been smooth and peaceful so far, with little to no reported incident. My colleague Ina Thalia Kwanza also joins us via Zoom with all the details. Ina, which centres have you been and what can you report? Hello, Ina. It does appear that I've just lost Ina Thalia Kwanza there on this issue. But let me also go back to the Eastern region. And I'm told Kwesi Azo is also monitoring the events in some other special voting centres. Kwesi, what can you report? Kwesi, you would have to unmute so we can hear you. Well, my colleague Kwesi Azor will join us shortly with all the updates on this. Also in the Western region, Ananasi Brew Money is also monitoring the process in Takwa in Swaim and will also give us updates on this. But of course, that's the situation when it comes to the special voting exercise in the Eastern and Western regions, which was rescheduled as a result of that leaked ballot paper. And we are told that this process is smooth in all the areas. But of course, let's stay a while longer in the election headquarters. Of course, today is the final lap in terms of major rallies and campaigning for the two major political parties, the NPP and the NDC. They're all gathering in that part of town, Legon and of course Medina, where the stakes high. Both parties are making a last-ditch effort to sway undecided voters and energize their support base. The rally is expected to draw massive crowds, mark the climax of intense campaigning as Ghanaians gear up to decide the political future. We're live at the University of Ghana Sports Complex, where the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoud Balmia, is leading a star-studded personalities at the rally. At the Zurak Park, also at Medina, the NDC flag bearer, John Dramani Mahama, who is currently wrapping up his campaign tour of the Ashanti region, will join the best of the best in the party to make the last-minute pitch to sway undecided voters and also cement those who have already decided to vote for them. But before I take you live to the venues, let's hear from John Dramani Mahama.
A nation with one destiny, a destiny that cannot afford to endure one additional day beyond January 7, 2025, of the maladministration, the mismanagement and state capture this nation has been subjected to over the last almost 8 years. For the sake of God's children and in the name of God, the people of Ghana will wake up from this nightmare and envision a bright new dawn of opportunities for all its people and not just a few. Our dear nation, Ghana is bleeding. Ghana's soul is calling for change. Mother Ghana is crying for its true and genuine patriotic citizens to rise up to reset our beloved nation. Ghanaians can take no more of the hardship, the impunity, the state capture, the hypocrisy, the lies, and bad governance that has been inflicted on them over the two terms of this outgoing administration.
Well, the NPP's Dr. Mahmoud Balmia believes momentum is on his side to break the eight.
With God, it is possible. Over 18 million Ghanaians will have the opportunity to decide on a new leader and parliamentarians to govern the affairs of state over the next 4 years. The race is on, and I know, and you know, and they know that the momentum is on our side. I have witnessed firsthand the enthusiasm, commitment, and determination of the rank and file of our party, the great new patriotic party, to break the eight and usher in life-transforming ideas that will deliver broad-based prosperity to all Ghanaians. From my possibilities tour, I came across hope, expectations, and the belief that it is possible to transform Ghana and create a sense of pride in the Ghanaian.
Well, reset or upgrade, what is possible? Let me take you to Medina Zurak Park. Let's start there, where the NDC will be holding that final major rally, from where my colleague Kweku Asante and the team are on standby. Kweku, tell us what's happening now.
Well, let me find, the stage is filling up, the platform is ready, the supporters are coming in their numbers, and the roads are blocked right from Atomic Junction up until the Zurak Park, right around the Medina AstroTurf, where the Zurak Park has been prepared in readiness. In fact, the space is not that big. Early on, we're hearing from one of the conveners for the NDC in terms of this organization, talking about how they attempted to use the Independence Square and they were prevented and all that, and that they've had to settle on this stage, and that is where they expect more and more people to come. We are now getting indications that they intend to start this event at 1 o'clock p.m. The former president, who has been in the Ashanti region wrapping up his tour, will be expected to join the teeming crowd here at about 3 p.m. And then he will deliver concluding remarks on the party's campaign that he has done across the country up until now. And so, as of now, if you come to the Zurak Park, a lot of supporters more coming in. You can hear a lot of vuvuzelas right around me, the security presence, the parties in general security have also cordoned off some spaces, as well as heavy police presence with a lot of police checkpoints just around this place. So that is the situation on ground. Sam Obey, who has been leading the organization effort, it is the tactics in terms of the stages and all the events that they intend to hold. And the party says they expect close to 100,000 people to come to this stage to actually deliver their final rally before Saturday's crucial election.
Well, Kweku, the advertised time was supposed to be midday. It does look like they are not going to stick to that, right?
Well, yes, the event is not going to start at midday. The party now says they expect to start at 1 o'clock, where the speeches will start from MPs, from constituency, as well as national executives. That will culminate in the former president arriving here at the Zurich Park at about 3 p.m. As we see, the former president is still in the Asante region. We understand he will start days with about 3 constituencies before concluding that tour that he has done in the Asante region, and then fly over to Accra and head straight here at the Zurich Park. And so the timelines have changed from the initial expected time of about 12 o'clock. That has changed now to about 1 or 1:30. And the former president is expected to arrive here about 3 p.m.
That's my colleague Kweku Asante there on standby with the team at the Madina Zurich Park, where the NDC will be holding that final rally. Off to the University of Ghana Sports Complex, and Kenneth Jesse is also there on standby with the team. I guess the place is charging up now, Kenneth.
Well, it is indeed. When you come to the University of Ghana campus, you see the campus painted in the flags of red, blue and white of the New Patriotic Party. There are a lot of people lined up here. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but dozens of motorbikes carrying party supporters are also trooping in here. You also see a lot of people cashing in with the party paraphernalia. But I've been speaking to some of the party members who say that they are optimistic that their candidate, Dr. Mahmoud Oubamia, is going to emerge victorious after scoring 276 constituencies in Ghana. They believe that with this climax of the campaign, they are going to win this election one touch.
Well, the NPP advertised that they will start at 1 p.m. Will that happen?
Well, that is not going to happen, at least per what we've heard, because when I spoke to about two or three people, they say the start time is going to be around 2 p.m. And it looks a bit cloudy, though. We cannot tell whether the rain might fall or not, but as it stands now, they say it is going to start around 2 p.m.
Well, that's my colleague Kenneth Jesse, also there from the Legon Sports Complex, joining us, where the NPP will also be holding that final rally. Well, in the middle of it, you know that the security agencies, a National Election Security Task Force, demarcated some areas that both party supporters would have to use to the various venues for this particular exercise. But my colleague Michael Ashale is in the middle of things, checking in terms of congestion, amongst others, and how it's been handled by the security. Michael, what can you tell us?
Well, MFR, I'm currently standing right in front of the University of Ghana, and then the major intersection of Tonglo traffic light. And it's a sea of cars that I can see from where I'm standing. When you're facing the airport area, you can see vehicles lined up all the way to beyond Siachi, where I can see as it stands now. And then when I turn behind me as well, all the way to Madina, it's a gridlock. So, but what is good is that the Ghana Police Service are on the ground and are making sure they're directing everybody as to what exactly to do. The major problem really will be, and you know, those who are using motorcycles who are without recourse to sometimes the traffic situation, they'll just drive through. But beyond that, it looks almost as though it's under control. But let me just say that this is just hours to the main event, and it's the one we're expecting thousands and thousands of more people to come through.
Okay.
But already the gridlock has started here in part of Accra. We expected it to get thicker, but the Ghana Police Service, just like they told us yesterday, have assured us that they'll be here through it all until the traffic dies down, maybe sometime later in the evening.
That's my colleague Michael Ashale. So you know, if you don't have any urgent business in that part of town, you know what to do. Meanwhile, the Ghana Police Service says it's adding another layer of security measures to enhance safety before, during and after the elections. Given these large gatherings, the police service says it will carry out aerial monitoring with its helicopters. Grace Ansakufi is director of the Ghana Police Public Affairs.
Two police helicopters will be flying over the rally grounds
to provide surveillance and to help monitor activities on the ground to ensure the safety of the persons at the rally and to look out also for any suspicious activities that will require the intervention of the police and other security agencies, as the case may be. We want to once again give our assurance to the good people of this country that the National Election Security Task Force remain poised, and we are leaving no stone unturned. We are covering every corner, every aspect to make sure that these rallies, despite the close proximity of the locations, would be undertaken, and by the time the rallies are over, there would be peace, security, law and order.
That's the Director of Public Affairs, Ghana Police Service, Grace Ansah Akufi. Well, we're just 2 days to the presidential and parliamentary elections. The NDC flag bearer, John Mahama, is warning he will not accept the outcome of the polls if it is marred by violence, intimidation, and acts that give unfair advantage to his opponent, the former president.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Rejected the results of the 2020 elections on similar grounds, but his plea to the Supreme Court to overturn the verdict of the Electoral Commission was rejected unanimously. Speaking to the BBC, the former president demanded transparency and fairness in the conduct of the polls.
If on the election day there's widespread ballot snatching and beating of people and the military moving and intimidate people and shoot people, and attacks are all over the place, rampaging, you want me to accept that result? It would depend on the transparency and fairness of the process.
Now, you've been campaigning on the promise of implementing a 24-hour economy. Can you explain to us what that means?
It's simple. I mean, if you incentivize businesses to run longer than 8 hours, they can't run with the same number of people. They'll have to employ some more people. The demand is there.
How much will it cost your government to implement a 24-hour economy?
You can't put a cost on it immediately. 24-hour economy is not an event. It's a process. And so even while we're stabilizing the macroeconomic environment and bringing inflation down, bringing interest rates down, we'll be implementing the 24-hour economy. Yeah, I think.
Well, will he sign the anti-LGBTQ plus bill into law?
It's against our culture. I mean, African culture. It's against our religious faith, Muslim and Christian and all that. But I think that we must look at the bill, and the president must indicate what he finds wrong with that bill and send the bill back to parliament. Or alternatively, he must send it to the Council of State and get the Council of State's advice.
Is that what you would have done?
That's what I would have done.
And will you ever sign an anti-LGBT bill?
It depends on what is in the bill.
That's NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama speaking to the BBC. While President Akufo-Addo has strongly condemned acts of religious hatred, particularly those targeting Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia at a gathering in Chibi, emphasizing unity and tolerance ahead of Saturday's polls, the president called on Ghanaians to rise above divisive sentiments.
Cremoni, We don't want religious conflict and strife in Ghana. People who seek to sow division on religious and ethnic and tribal lines are nation wreckers of our country. We want people who will encourage the unity and the harmony of Ghana, not its divisions. You don't have anything proper to say on behalf of your candidate. Don't raise tribal or religious considerations. Ghana, we are far ahead of that. Kimisramu, Neminde, Obia, Konoko, Tunabanoma, we are seeing the Ghana for Yentisa.
Well, smaller parties also in the race to the 2024 general elections are accusing the Electoral Commission of discrimination ahead of the polls on Saturday. Speaking on the Pulse with my colleague Elton Brobe, the General Secretary of the Great Consolidated Popular Party, Citizen Ado Dazi, charged the EC to consider treating all parties fairly as it makes it easier for losers to accept defeat after the polls.
They've been sometimes unfair to some of us. It looks like the elections, the stakeholders are seeing these elections as between NDC and MPP. So there's not a level playing field for all of us. You go for your accreditation tax, NDC and MPP are receiving this number and the other parties are receiving that number. I mean, I think these things need to be ironed out more. And all of us have a part to play.
Well, the Deputy Director of Communications for the Movement for Change, Courage Nobi, also shares similar sentiment with an experience.
I think we have had cause to be worried about the conduct of the EC. For me, the most blatant of all is that we received written communication last week that some ballot papers that had problems during printing were going to be discarded on a certain day at 10 a.m. Our agents got there at 8:30, only to be told that it actually took place the day before. Meanwhile, the EC communicated to us in writing the Constitution makes room for an individual, a person, to be elected as president. Mm. Some choose to come by the vehicle of a political party. Mm. Others choose to come as independent candidates. Yeah. Why should that be a crime? Why should the Electoral Commission discriminate against independent candidates just because they are not coming with political parties or the political parties are not perceived to be big enough?
That's Courage Nobi with the Movement for Change, taking us on a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, also in Accra, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com. We're live in all 16 regions, X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. We return from the break. We have sport, is the final lap of campaigning, and of course, we have a Throwback Thursday edition.
Stiano, MMA, Anka a football match, Anka my channel, 33-0.
Oh, they are two swa against the NBA. The digital gates didn't open for the digital man.
The problem is they are lying to the people. Saturday is not far. I will win the elections.
Staying with us, let's do sports. Victor.
Former Kumasi Asante Kotoko board chairman Herbert Mensah has blamed authorities for ignoring signs that he says indicated the fortunes of the team were going to decline. Mensah says victories often covered up the problems in the team. His remarks come on the Black Stars' failure to qualify for the African Cup of Nations for the first time in 20 years.
There's something about we Ghanaians. It's as though you have to reach the point where the club or the nation or the sport is down. So in my case, Kotoko could not field 11 players for a league match. I've seen this rot in the Black Stars long before, even before the current management of the GFA. There's a certain direction in which we started going. Once you separate where you go in terms of the development of the domestic league and what happens in your school system, and the pyramid scheme for excellence. Once you separate that and you just simply think you can cut and paste, you end up where you are. And
that's Herbert Mensah, former Kotoko board chair.
Thank you very much, Victor Achuta Maklu. It's the last day for campaign activities ahead of Saturday's polls. The journey has been tough and eventful, but of course, there have been some jabs and fun side to the campaign. Prince Kwame Kuduga has a Throwback Thursday edition.
The 2024 campaign trail was characterized by interesting, unforgettable moments. Let's take it back to this one, when flag bearers of the NPP and the NDC vigorously slugged it out.
President Ahmadu Ghana, unya Vice President Waye Juma, asin Dr. Bawumia, enti mum first year.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.